welcome to Q&A with Perry A., and this is your time to ask questions about calcium bentonite clay. I'm a longtime believer and supporter in calcium bentonite clay. I've written 2 clay books and like to share the information. So I'm here to help you understand how clay works, how to mix it, how to use it, and how safe it is. So that's one of the beauties of clay, is that it is so safe. So I'm going to get over here and see if we have any questions. We do. The first one said, I have injured my right elbow while doing extensive landscaping projects this spring and summer. I cannot straighten my arm without pain or turn my hand to the right when my arm is extended without pain. I can use it, but sometimes something is terribly wrong. Sometimes it will ache. Chiropractic care has improved the situation some, but not nearly a return to normal. Honey gets you some clay mass, the mud. If you can get something called muscle rub, that might even be better. It's clay with a little tea tree oil and peppermint oil in it. But smother that elbow thickly in the clay all the way around the arm, 360, over that area, and anywhere where the pain extends up and beyond that. And if you can just, you know, maybe cover it in some saran wrap. If you're a gentleman and you have hairy arms, Glad Press and Seal is going to pull the hair, so use saran wrap to keep the clay in place. Actually, if you could put it on the first time and just hold your arm out and let it dry, I think you'll see a reduction in the pain fairly quickly. It pulls out inflammation and swelling, and you've probably strained some tendons and ligaments in there, and it may take several applications and avoid, you know, straining that joint for a while. Things, joints like that, that we use every day, it takes, you know, time to heal. And if you've torn some muscles or something in there, when you keep using it, it aggravates it more. And yet you don't want it to just stagnate on you. So it's kind of a catch-22. But I would definitely get the clay and apply it topically. Soaking in a clay bath would be good, a warm clay bath. Get in there. You might coat your arm thickly before you get in the clay bath. Let it dry for a while and then get in the bath and soak with the clay in the water. If you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com, that's a free information site, and on the homepage there's a downloadable book, How to Kickstart Your Day with Calcium Bentonite Clay. Download that. It will explain how to mix the clay and how to apply a poultice, and there's lots of information in there on it as well. So try that and let me know how you do. I think you'll find some pretty much instant relief. People with tennis elbows and carpal tunnel have noticed a very quick response to it. And the question, another question from Deb in Superior, Wisconsin, is bentonite clay beneficial in the treatment and recovery of C. differentiae? My mom was extremely ill with C. differentiae for over 4 months before the doctor has finally did the test to confirm it and was put on Flagyl. However, she is still dealing with the residual effects of this nasty illness. If so, what do you recommend for the usage of clay? We're trying to do more natural ways of treatment here using digestive enzymes, betatin, colloidal silver, oil of oregano, and probiotics. She has a terrible reaction to Vanco 2 years ago after knee surgery that resulted in renal failure that she has recovered from completely. Okay, yes, it will help, but you need to be aggressive with the clay and treating this. This is a gut disorder and an imbalance. If you start out slow and build up with the liquid clay. Now, she'll need to take it away from medications, prescription medications, So call the pharmacy and give her the name, give them the name of any prescription medication she's on. Ask how long it will take her to absorb the medicine, and after that time, she is free to take the clay. Clay doesn't enter the bloodstream, so it only stays in the digestive tract. We don't know what medicines it will bother. We do know it goes off after the antibiotic type medicines, because they're usually bacteria, the hair of the dog that bit you, so to speak, and we knew that it goes after the bad bacteria. But I would start with drinking 2 ounces 3 times a day and build up to 3 ounces. You know, if she does all right and she's not feeling tired, she's not having any detox reaction, then increase it to 3 ounces 3 times a day, 4 ounces 4 times a day. She may have to go up as much as 6 ounces 3 times a day. We had a lady, and the testimonial is on that website, the bentoniteclayinfo.com, that had horrible problems with her colon, and they were threatening to remove it. She had leaky gut, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, you name it, she had it, polyps. And she started drinking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day. And in 4 months, the doctors wanted to know how she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old, because all those things had disappeared. But you do need to be aggressive, and you do need to do it on a consistent basis. Otherwise, when you get in there with the clay and it starts working and you back off, then the bacteria build up again, and you have a roller coaster effect. So once you start with it, stick with it. And call me if you have any questions. My phone number is on the website, as well as my email address. So thank you for that. Let's get her over that. She needs some help if she's been messing with it for 4 months, for over 4 months. That's not fun. Another question from Ejijah Sirif in Fitton. I probably massacred your name. Sorry about that. I used once a different clay mask and bath, and it pulled toxic, showing black spots on the clay. I noticed yours doesn't do that. Wondering if it pulls toxic out too. Yes, it does pull toxins out. You don't necessarily see the toxins. It may have depended, I'm not sure if you're talking about blackheads on your face when you're using it for a mask, and it might be that the blackheads are gone. Some clays have black spots in the clay, or little grainy things in the clay. The living clay is a very pure clay. It's all one color. It's very consistent in that it's called a green clay, and it's more of a khaki color. But it's very well known. I had a testimony the other day who had a lady who had gotten her results back, and her toxicity level had dropped and gone away completely, and she was so pleased. Now, you know, if you're really toxic in your whole body, you need to detox two ways, by drinking the clay and by taking the clay baths. Because toxins that are stored in your system, in your joints, in your fatty tissues in the body, gradually build up over time, and you get arthritis and your immune system gets compromised because you have all these toxins. It's like never changing the oil in the car, and it gets sluggish. It slows down your body. So when you start taking the clay and using the clay, it cleanses out, gives you more energy, and things work better. All clays are different. Some are excellent for internal, some for external. The living clay I've found to be very good for both. And we have quite a few testimonials there from people who have shown their detox levels and how their tests came back, and they were free of some of the heavy metals and things in their body. So, yes, it does work wonderfully. And you don't always see the toxins. They're mostly invisible. It's how you feel when you get through taking it. And applying it topically for your a facial or for any area of the body that's stiff or the muscles are tight and sore, it brings blood flow and circulation to the surface, and it supplies oxygen to the cells and releases the tension, and often the tight muscles lock up and we get stiff necks and things like that. So put a little clay topically on those areas and notice how quickly the muscles loosen up and let go. Good question. Thank you. All right, let me see if there are any. Here's a question from Chantel Lucy from Livermore, California. How often do you offer the webinars? I'm not going to be able to listen all day. The webinars are twice a month. The clay webinars are twice a month. And 1 week during the month, they're all on Thursdays at noon. 1 week during the month, I usually have first, second, and third. The second one is a Live Well seminar about our lifestyles, how we talk about the body, the fact that the body hears everything you say, and finding peace, harmony in our relationships and our life, and peace of mind. So that's the other two are bring your questions about clay, and we'll talk about calcium bentonite clay. And these are all archived, and we try to list the topics that people bring up beside them. They're on that website, bentoniteclayinfo.com. You can go and look at the date and listen to them and look at the ones, what topics you'd like to listen to. You will get a notice if you got a notice about this, you're on the email list, and you will automatically get a notice when it's archived, and you can go there and listen to it. If you're not on the list, if you go to the bentoniteclayinfo.com site, you can sign up for the free seminars there. And that way you'll be on the mailing list, and they'll let you know when they are, and they give you a reminder the first of the week and then on the day, and then they'll send you one when the broadcast has been archived so you can listen to it at your leisure. Thank you for that. All right, Jay, my friend Jay. Greetings, Perry. I have three adult sons in my 60s and never heard of HFMD, head, foot, and mouth disease. My granddaughter, age two, was taken to her pediatrician after six children were sent home from daycare. My granddaughter was cranky, had a slight fever. After inspecting the inside of her mouth because she was refusing to eat, found a couple of blisters in her mouth. This happened yesterday. My son called me in a panic mood. I could only think of you and life-saving healing clay, and she capitalized that. I keep all three of my sons supplied with the liquid clay, the pudding, that she means the mask, and the powder. I instructed for her to be out in her baby tub with the clay and for her mouth to be swabbed with clay water and a half a teaspoon of clay pudding mixed into 6 to 8 ounces of liquid that she would be sure to drink. I don't know if I advised correctly or not. I was just thinking it was a good start. Is there anything else you could offer? Thank you for any advice. Yes, I would definitely take some of the liquid clay and have her swish it in her mouth. And if there's a way to put the powder maybe on a little cotton pad and dab it on the blisters in her mouth, and just the powder will stick to the blisters, the saliva, and that would be a good way to get that down. Definitely drinking it in the clay baths. You gave excellent advice. There's not much I can say to correct that. I have heard of foot and mouth disease. I didn't hear of head, foot, and mouth disease before. There's so much these children pick up in daycare when they're young and vulnerable and they haven't been exposed to things. So I think you gave excellent advice, and I'm so glad your sons already had the product on hand and knew how to, you know, to use it. So you did good, darling, and I hope you get very quick results. We hate to see our babies sick, particularly when they're so sick they can't even eat. You know, nothing's worse than a mouth ulcer. Imagine multiple blisters in your mouth. So if she could just take a mouthful of the clay water and kind of hold it in her mouth for a while and swish it around and hold it and swish it and hold it and swish it, I think that would give her a lot of instant relief and help those blisters get out of there. Thank you for chiming in and for your love of this life-saving healing clay. You're one in a million, and I appreciate you so much being on the show. Let me know how your granddaughter does. All right. Jay, again, just to add, HFMD, hand, foot, mouth disease, is common in daycare. I would imagine that is, and also my kids came home from kindergarten and daycare with head lice. There's, and sometimes scabies. These are little skin irritations, parasites that we pick up in these places where there are multiple children. And I think I had it all when I was young. I lived in the country, and it was just a different time then. We didn't have the care. I remember one time I had scabies, and my mother noticed I would be scratching all the time. There'd be little blood spots on my dress. And so she took me to the doctor, and I had something called scabies. And they had to wash our sheets in turpentine and bathe us in all this conjecture to get rid of them. It was quite an ordeal to get rid of them. But we survived. Children do that. Thank you for that. I've never heard of it called that. Looks like we're out of questions for a while. I was looking up a testimonial I got recently from a gentleman who has, he might be listening today. He said, my blood sugar, he has diabetes, my blood sugar reading dropped again. The first reading, after 3 weeks, it went from 338 to 174. The second reading, after 7 days, from the 174 to 129 as of today. I only took 2 readings the entire month. Tuesday, I go to the doctor, and I pray he doesn't have a heart attack. Okay, and then he sent a follow-up email. Let me find it here. I went to the doctor recently, and he surprised me instead. He believed my figures, and I won't have to go back to the doctor for 3 months. No shots needed either. I guess I got a kickback, laugh out loud. As for the blood pressure, I can continue to drink myself drunk, just kidding, from liquid clay while it cleanses out your arteries and restores blood pressure back to normal levels. Has this happened to anyone with high blood pressure, even after a stroke like myself? Yes, one of the ways to lower your blood pressure with the clay is to place the clay mask on the inside of your upper arm, the fatty part on the inside of your upper arm from your elbow to your armpit, and cover it with saran wrap. Put it on pretty thickly and cover it with saran wrap, and sleep with it on at night. And that's been known to lower high blood pressure. People in India use that method all the time, and they're a book they wrote, and that's how they use it as well as is drinking the clay. It's amazing what it can do. And Mike is very hopeful that he can get off the medicine and control his diabetes. And so we're very happy for him with that result. Oh, here's another notice from Jay. Hand, foot, and mouth. Just received a call from my son. Pediatrician said her mouth looks fine. He only saw one slight resemblance of the blister. So I think the Living Clay saved the day again. Wow, that was quick. So in one day, it looks like she cleared up one or two days. I'm not for sure on that. But it's already on its way to healing and going away. And that's our Living Clay, right? All right. Thank you, Jay, for that follow-up call and information. I don't know where all of our questions are today. We don't have too many in the loop here. Let me go over to our phone lines and see if anyone on the phone line has something they would like to say or question they would like to ask. Oftentimes we have people that are new to the clay, and they may want to know about mixing it and different ways to apply it. So I'm going to see if anyone on the phone line would like to add something to the call. And if you do, press star 2 on your phone, and that'll open your line, and I can talk to you. All right, here's a caller. Yes, you're on the air with Terry.
This is Alma in Baton Rouge.
Yes, Alma, how are you?
Okay, this is Alma in Baton Rouge. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. I just forgot about the call until the last minute. I just tuned in, so I missed all the earlier. But I need to ask you, I have a cat who has, she has very soft stools, like pudding quality, and just often, so something, you know, which makes her, it keeps her thin and dehydrated. And I've begun giving her approximately a teaspoon of the clay a day, but it's only been about 3 days, and I don't see any improvement yet. Should I increase it? What do you suggest?
Yes, I definitely increase it. You can give her a tablespoon and just mix it in her food. They pretty much go to it. Are you the one that emailed me the other day about you were putting it in the cat's water and you noticed the cats only drank the bowl of water with the clay in it?
No, that wasn't me, no.
Okay, someone sent me a testimonial the other day that they have a lot of kittens and they started putting clay in one bowl of water, like pouring an ounce of clay in their water bowl, and I'm talking about the liquid clay.
Right.
And the cat started drinking it, and they had another bowl of water, and they wouldn't drink out of that bowl. They instinctively knew that the clay would help them. So
that sounds like
yeah,
a wonderful
I would definitely
idea.
Increase it and
okay.
And see how she's doing with that. Are you giving her the liquid clay? Are you giving her the mask, a spoonful of the clay mud, their pudding?
It's really like the mask, you know, that consistency.
Good.
That
that's what I was
going to
recommend. If she's got constipated, the less water in it, the better. So that's perfect. So you can increase it to a tablespoon.
Actually, she's not constipated. I mean, she just goes to the bathroom all day, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah, well,
let's just
see if it'll slow it down a little bit. She's
and
got an imbalance in her digestive system. There's some kind of bacteria that's running wild in there, so it may take a few days to get it under control.
Okay. And the person who emailed you, I wonder, you said an ounce of the clay in the water bowl. I wonder about how many ounces, you know, how big a water bowl is this? What kind of ratio should we use?
I don't know, but I would think to like a pint of water, an ounce of clay would be enough.
Okay.
A pint
wonderful.
Is two cups.
Okay, yes.
And usually for kittens, you have kind of a small water bowl, so, yeah.
That's true. I didn't think, you know, she wouldn't have a big dog bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you,
Carrie. Okay, thank you, Alma. Appreciate that call. Anyone else have a question they'd like to ask? I'm going to slip back over and see if we have any more questions approved here to come in. Doesn't look like we do. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about clay in general for some of our new listeners. Clay has amazing properties that are healing. It has an electromagnetic energy that helps it travel throughout the body and do a lot of things. It has a drawing power, drawing toxins, and when you put it on topically, it draws blood flow to the surface. So when it dries, it pulls, and it's pulling the blood flow. And a lot of our skin cells on the surface are kind of dormant. They're not really functioning well. So this gives them more oxygen, and it, so it sort of revibrates the skin and helps heal and revitalize those dormant cells. Applying it as a clay mask not only is good for wrinkles, but it's good for circulation. And most people that start drinking the clay and using the clay mask notice that they have a glow about their skin. People comment on a glow about their complexion, that they just look healthier and happier. Clay can be used internally, externally, and when you put the clay on, it dries and it's very hard, and you think, oh, it's going to dry out my skin. But when you wash it off, you notice your skin is baby soft. It has a slickness to it. Again, I can't explain why. I know when I get out of a clay bath and I dry off, my skin feels baby soft. Clay baths are good for detoxing heavy metals, too much medication, too many antibiotics that are lodged in the system. We have a lot of people who've been on chemo that when they're through with their treatments, the clay helps get rid of the die-off in the body that the chemo kills off so much, but it's still hanging around, and it kind of slows down the system like sluggish oil in the car. So when it pulls all this die-off and gets that out, it's cleaning the system so the system can heal itself. We function better without debris in our system. And clay baths are remarkable and are known historically for detoxing the body. Very gentle detox. You're not aware of it. You just soak in a clay bath. And I've had people take clay baths daily, some twice a week. When it was first recommended to me, they'd say 2 clay baths a week for 3 months for detoxing of heavy metals and things. And we found pretty much it's in 3 months' time, if you do 2 clay baths a week using at least 1 cup of clay, that it's either the toxins are gone completely or they are reduced significantly. Excuse me. Of course, some people may have higher degrees of toxicity in their system, and it may take a little longer. So we're all different. For a clay bath, I recommend getting a blender. You want all the lumps out. If you try to sprinkle it over the tub, you're going to have lumps, which can be dangerous to your plumbing. If you mix it in a blender, there are no lumps. And I fill my blender half full with water, put a cup of clay, and then fill it to about an inch of the top with water. So the clay is sort of sandwiched between the water, blend it on high for 30 seconds, pour it into my bath water, rinse it out real good, get all the clay out and into the tub. But always before you get in the tub, unscrew the bottom and wash the blender blades. You don't want to leave clay in prolonged contact with metal. Short-term contact isn't going to hurt it, but if you leave it in prolonged contact, then it's not something like titanium's a metal that deteriorates. It's going to rust it or break it down. So you want to be sure and wash your blender blades. And then just get in and soak. And unless it's a real, real hot bath, if you have a real hot bath, you probably don't need to stay in longer than 15 or 20 minutes. And that's recommended for hot tubs. But hot tubs maintain the heat. And in a bath, it usually cools down. But if you take it clay bath too long in real hot water, it may weaken you. It kind of dehydrates you. So just take a bottle of water or a electrolyte drink with you while you're in the tub if you're going to use a real hot bath. I think a pretty warm bath, or better than warm, is good to open the pores of your skin, and it works just as well that way. For some cases, I will suggest a very hot bath, but mostly just a medium hot bath will work. Excuse me, I was trying to take a sip of water there from my cough. And the other way to take clay is internally. I recommend everybody take clay internally because it balances your pH and it gets rid of parasites in the colon. It keeps your colon from getting over acidic, your whole body from getting over acidic. And clay has a wisdom it acts with. The Indians say it has a wisdom and it knows where to go and what to do. We know for a fact that it goes to the highest degree of concentration of infection first. It will go to the highest degree of infection to clear it out first. And then it will go and clean other parts of the body. It's drawn there electromagnetically by the energy because your infections carry a positive charge and clay has a negative charge. And the surface area on clay is so great that in a teaspoon of clay, if you could see the microscopically thin layers that you have to look at under a high, very high microscope, highly powered microscope, to see these little thin business card layers, these are the clay platelets. And if you took those little business cards and you laid them out on the surface of a football field, the amount of clay in 1 gram, which is less than a teaspoon, slightly less than a teaspoon, would cover up to the 80-yard line. So it has such a strong negative charge. And the negative charge is from the minerals in the clay that have been birthed through a volcano. It can't be made in a laboratory. It has to go through the heat of a volcano, and it fused with covalent oxygen and hydroxide molecules. It fused or linked these minerals together, kind of like a chain link fence. They're all bound together, and they make up the inner charge on the clay particle that gives it with the negative charge. So there are 60 to 90 different minerals in different clay deposits. They vary, some of them vary amount of what mineral. Most of them in parts per million. There are only about 10 or 15 that are in percentages, like calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, and some of those. But these parts per million of them carry that negative charge, and they're bound together so they are not released into the body. You don't get these minerals. Now, if you knew some of the minerals in there, it would scare you because, yes, there are heavy metals in clay. But remember, they are bound by these covalent oxygen, very strong oxygen molecules that hold them together. So you're not getting the individual metals, of the heavy metals from the clay. They serve a totally different purpose. And the clay, literally, when you hit the hot water, it opens the pores of the skin, and the charge is so strong, the negative charge, you literally pull toxins out through the pores of your skin. Now, it's not something you feel. You're in the bath, and you circulate the water because it'll settle to the bottom, so you need to keep it stirred around. And if you just run your hand down your thigh, it feels a little slick, almost like air bubbles, but not. And you rub it a little bit, and it feels like skin again. Then you wait a little while, and it feels slick again. So these are the toxins coming out of the body. Now, if you can't get into a bathtub or you don't have a bathtub, you can do a foot soak. Go to Walmart or somewhere and get a big plastic tub that you could get both feet in and mix the clay like you're going to do for the bath, and pour it in there. And you might want to mix it with a little warm water and pour it in there and sit with your feet in there. And there are 2,000 pores in the bottom of your feet, so, or in your feet. So it's another alternative way, if you can't detox the whole body in a clay bath, to try that. What I like about the clay baths is it reaches all your lymph glands, and it pretty much works on the whole body, and it's a very thorough way of detoxing. But if you don't have an option, try the clay foot bath and soak your feet, if you can leave them in there for an hour or so. And then you might, during the day, put a thin coat of clay on your feet and legs and ankles. If you're diabetic or older and your feet tend to swell, put some clay on them and let them dry. And it tends to help reduce that edema. The tissues swell and have fluid in them. And once the tissues are spread and stretched, it's very easy when you're standing and walking during the day for the fluids to go down and collect in those tissues and add to the swelling. So at the end of the day, your feet are usually quite swollen. So if you put the clay on there, and particularly at night, you may want to put a thin coat on and let it dry on your feet and ankles and legs, and let it dry, and then sleep with it on. If you put a thick coat on, it's going to crack and crumble, and you're going to wake up with a bed full of clay crumbs. So just put a thin coat on and let it dry. You don't want to rub it in like you do a hand cream. You want to leave a light coating, a very light coating on there, and just let it dry, and it won't crumble. You can sleep with it. You know, I usually go to bed with clay somewhere on my body all night long. There's so much you can do in that regard of putting it on insect bites or burns. Now, in Texas, we had a child that got West Nile virus from a mosquito bite that went into an encephalitis. It was a 13-year-old boy, and it killed him. So this is mosquito season. So if you're out camping, take your clay with you. Keep it in your car. If you go to football games, baseball games, soccer games, take that clay with you, because when the sun goes down, the mosquitoes come out of the grass, and they're more rampant in the evening and the early morning areas, hours. And, you know, if you just keep that on and put a little smear on an insect bite. I was playing bridge with my friends the other day, and this one lady kept scratching, and she said, if you don't quit scratching, you're going to have a bloody arm. And she said, well, a mosquito bit me and it itches. And she ran and got her clay and gave it to her, and she put a little smear on there, and she said, oh my gosh, it's already stopped itching. I mean, in seconds, the itching stops. So, but it doesn't work if you don't use it. So if something hurts, put clay on it. I don't care if it's an open wound, you mashed your finger in the door, you got a wall sting, a rattlesnake bite, a copperhead's bite, put clay on it. We've had dogs in Texas. This is the time of the year when it's cooling off and the snakes are moving about. They're getting ready to hibernate, so they're wanting to fill up and then get ready to hibernate. And they're predominantly, they're out and moving around a lot. And I have friends that live in the country, and invariably one lady had three dogs. They all got bit on the face one summer. She applied the clay to the bite, and, you know, the first time she put it on there, it's very tender, and they were resisting it. But after she said, I'd catch them napping and just plop some on the area. And then after an application or two, they let her put it on there. And within 2 days, the swelling was gone. The dog that the neighbor was keeping, it took to the vet. They gave him a shot, and his face stayed swollen for a week before it went down. Then we had a Doberman Pinscher, and we lived out on the ranch, and this was before I knew about clay. And he got bit on the face, and I had to carry him to the doctor and Monday, the vet. And Monday, we didn't have a vet. And he gave him the shot, and we brought him home. And he could, you know, he would try to lay his head down, and anything it touched, it hurt. He was a Doberman, has a very refined features on his face, and his face swelled so much that he looked like a bulldog. And it's amazing how much swelling can be there, and I wished I'd known about the clay then. So if you get snake bit, it's going to take you a while to get to the doctor. So grab your clay and put it real thickly over the snake bite and then head for the doctor. And you may be surprised at how much has gone down, how much venom has been taken out on the way to get there. And just keep it on afterwards. I think the clay does more benefit. I've gotten some reports from people, old-timers who used to go to the river and get clay and put on snake bites and never go to the doctor. So it is amazing stuff. Now, drinking it, you want to mix it 8-to-1 ratio, 1 part clay to 8 parts of water. And the living clay is a triple swelling clay. So some clays, if you mix it 8-to-1, it's very watery and it separates. Clay will hold its emulsification. A good clay will hold its emulsification and it'll stay cloudy and you can't see through it. If the clay is separating, it's not absorbing. It doesn't have the swelling capacity. That's really beneficial for you. And the directions that I have are for the triple swelling calcium bentonite clay. So if you try to make the mask and you use 1 part clay to less than 3 parts water, you want a little more clay than water because it'll get pretty soupy. It'll be like a loose pudding and you may need to add a little more clay to it. So instead of 1 cup of clay to 3 cups of water, I do a rounded cup of clay, a generous cup of clay, to 3 cups of water, and it will come out a little thicker consistency. Over time, it will thicken up, but that's what you use topically. If you mash your finger, grab the clay and smother it all around that finger. I've mashed my finger in a door before, and it literally cracked my fingernail. But I'd put the clay on, and it would get real cold and hard when it dried. It's funny how sometimes it gets cold, and it takes the swelling down, and it didn't hurt. And at the end of the day, it started hurting, so I washed it off and put more clay on, and the pain went away again. And eventually I realized that it had cracked my fingernail, and so I had to go get that taken care of or wait for that to grow out. But it's amazing how it takes pain away. A burn, I can't stress enough how much, if you put a clay instantly on a burn, the pain goes away. That horrible pain. Now, I've had people that have burned themselves severely, 3-degree burns. They got clay on there. It took the pain away. It stopped the blistering. There were no blisters. And like the next day, it was just pink and tender, and as long as it was pink, they kept the clay on it, and then there was absolutely no scarring. A kid that worked for me burned his leg on a tailpipe of his motorcycle one summer when he wore shorts to work, and he was just screaming in pain, and we smothered clay, and it went away, and he kept clay on it all day. He said his wife did the same thing, and to this day she has a burn mark on her leg. This is before she knew about clay. They knew about clay, and his never left a mark. You can't even tell where it was. But it doesn't work if you don't use it. I can't stress that enough. All right. I have gotten here to a place. I've got another question here. Deb, who asked about the C. differentia for her mom, said, can you talk about the benefits of clay on reducing cholesterol levels? Thank you so much for your wonderful info. Well, I've had several people tell me taking the clay internally, drinking the clay. When you mix the liquid clay, one thing about it, when you mix it, it's 1 part clay to 8 parts water. I use a blender. I put 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay. That's a 1-to-8 ratio. Blend it on high and pour it into a 32-ounce quart jar or bottle or plastic bottle with a plastic lid, a food grade plastic. I use some of the milk cartons sometimes. And it will keep indefinitely on your kitchen cabinet. You don't need to refrigerate it. If you want to refrigerate it, fine, but if it starts tasting like perfume, you have deodorized your refrigerator and it's absorbed a lot of odors in there, so be sure and keep the lid on tight. I just leave it on the cabinet and, you know, anytime I want it, I go by and drink some. And for some reason, taking the clay on a lot of people, and our systems are all different, so it's a try it and see if it works for you. But I've had several people that have lowered blood sugar and cholesterol, and some with blood pressure as well. But we're all different, and there actually are a few people that it didn't work on their blood pressure. At the time, I don't think I knew about telling them about to put it on the inside of the arm. They were just drinking it. So you just need to try it for yourself. There are two types of cholesterol, the acquired through food and our eating habits, and a hereditary cholesterol. If it's hereditary cholesterol, it may not work as well, but it's certainly worth a try to try it. Just drinking 2 ounces three times a day and do that for a while and have your cholesterol levels rechecked and see if you notice a difference. That's all there is to it. It's either going to work or not work. If it doesn't work, you know you have a hereditary cholesterol. So, but like I say, if you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com and you look on the website, for testimonials, you can look under diabetes, and there's a lot there about cholesterol and blood pressure, and the testimonials there are wonderful. And when you hear it straight from the horse's mouth, it's really amazing. There is no set amount of clay to take. Everyone is different. We usually generally start people with 1 or 2 ounces a couple of times a day. If you're wanting to make sure you don't get toxins from the food you eat, if you'll just take a swig of clay before you eat your meals, any toxins released are going to be absorbed in the clay and carried out of the body with your poop, with your feces. So they won't go into your bloodstream and be in. If they are absorbed in the body is designed to get rid of the toxins through the kidney, the liver, and the lymph glands. Those are your filtering system. However, often the body is overloaded with toxins, can't get them all out, and that's when they get stored and sequestered in the joints and fatty tissues in the body, and over time they build up, and our immune system begins to get compromised, and often we get arthritis and achy joints as you get older from the constant buildup of the toxins. But it's not too late. We've had people with arthritis that they started drinking the clay and they noticed their knuckles and fingers were more flexible. Their joints were more flexible. And even putting the clay on topically helped reduce the pain as well as drinking it. We've had old lethargic dogs that couldn't get around anymore. And, you know, just act like their feet hurt when they walked and they laid down, they could barely get up and move around, had no energy. And I have one I'm working with right now. It belongs to a friend of mine. And he was like he was going blind. His eyes were cloudy. We started giving him the clay. He was chasing a squirrel the other day. And he's much friskier when he comes to the door and wags his tail. He just has a whole different demeanor. He has more energy. And his eyes, the cloudiness in his eyes is clearing up, and he's not bumping into things as much. So if it'll do that for a dog, what will it do for you? I told the lady that owns him, she tasted it, and she kind of made a face. If you're not used to it, you think it tastes bad, but, you know, if you just hold it in your mouth, it's nothing but cold. It does leave a little chalky residue in your mouth when you swallow it, but one sip of water and that's gone. And so she wasn't drinking it, and she was talking about her acid reflux. And I said, well, I can tell you're not drinking your clay. And I said, Lucy, if that clay is doing that much good for your dog, why aren't you taking it? You need to be taking it daily. You wouldn't have that acid reflux keep recurring if you took your clay. You're going to have more energy. It's going to help your joints just like it does your dog. So I mixed her up a batch of clay and took to her and showed her how to mix it. And she's going to start on the clay too. Alma in Baton Rouge, please repeat the clay to water ratio. 4 cups of clay to how much water? Sorry, it's not 4 cups of clay. It's 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay. This is for the liquid clay. 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay. Clay and liver disease. Clay should be the best detox, right? Yes. We actually had a gentleman with cirrhosis of the liver. He was given 6 months to live. 5% of his liver was still functioning. He wasn't an alcoholic. He just had cirrhosis of the liver. He was pretty clean eating and active guy. And the doctors had given up on him and said he had 5 months to live. Well, he started taking clay baths every day, putting a poultice on his liver at night, and drinking clay during the day. And he was drinking, he got up to 8 ounces 3 times a day. In 6 months, his liver had grown back 35%. In a year's time, his liver had grown back 55%. Now, that's pretty amazing. And he also had Hep C, and that's probably what caused it. Now, his hepatitis had diminished for a while. It went away. I don't know if he quit drinking as much clay or what. The last time I talked to his wife said it came back and that they were going to treat it medically. And so I thought, okay. But he is still taking the clay. He takes about a half a cup, 4 ounces 3 times a day now. And I don't care if it's a dog, a horse, a cat, or a person. If you have liver disease, you want to take clay baths. You want to put a poultice over that liver at night. When you're doing a poultice on your a body organ, and a poultice is a thick application of clay held in place for a prolonged time. And sometimes there are places on the body where it's difficult to cover it, where it will stay without getting on your clothes and things. And there are two things you can use, Glad Press and Seal and Saran Wrap. But if you use Saran Wrap, you pretty much have to go around the whole body or the whole joint and make it stick to itself. Your Glad Press and Seal is a little bit sticky on one side. You'll find it in the grocery store right by the Saran Wrap, and it's tacky on one side. So you want to put the tacky side toward the skin, and you want to cut a piece larger than the where the clay is so you can press the dry edges to the skin, and it will hold it in place like a big Band-Aid, and it's very easy to take off without tearing your skin. I'm allergic to the adhesive on Band-Aids, and it just usually, when I take a Band-Aid off, it takes my skin off, and I have leaves a pink mark, and I have to put clay on that. So I don't use the adhesive. I use the press and seal. Now, if you're a man, you're either going to, in that hair area is hairy, you may have to shave the area, or you may have to work with the press and seal. I mean, the Saran Wrap. Joints are a little more difficult because you bend the joints like putting it around your knee. So you may have to, instead of just over the kneecap, you may have to take the press and seal and do it all the way around and a little above and below. And but where there's a will, there's a way. And so let's make that 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay for the liquid, 3 cups of water to a generous cup of clay for the mask, and for a clay bath, just fill it half with your blender half with water, put in a cup of clay and then fill it almost to the top with water. And then blend it on high on all occasions for a good 30 seconds and you'll get a nice homogenized layer. It will actually clean the pipes in your bathtub. So the amounts you take, everyone is different to how much their system needs. If it's not working, increase the amount. If you get a Hexima reaction, and that's a detox reaction, it usually means the clay is working. It's you're trying to release it from the body faster than it's coming out. It stimulates the release of these toxins, and it's not getting the skin, and you may develop a rash, or you may feel flu-like symptoms for a couple of days, or you may have a headache. Whatever you're prone to is the way it will appear, but it generally lasts just a few days and goes away. So cut back on the amount you're taking and then build up gradually and let your body adjust. Once it's adjusted, you're fine. All right. Let me go over to our conference line again and see if anyone has any questions or testimonials you'd like to give. That would be good, too. And it looks like our time is up for today, so if I'm not getting more, I'm going to check the Q&A page one more time. Usually about the time I get off, something pops up. But there's nothing popping up for today. So remember to take that clay with you wherever you go. Get a little plastic container, a little tiny glass jar. You can put a little in, put the lid on it, and keep it with you. Keep some in your purse, in your car. It does tend to dry out in the hot summer, but the hot summer is about over. And, you know, I take it in and out when I go to my grandson's football game. I throw a little bottle of it in there in case somebody jams a finger or hurts their knee or something. I can have something available to put on them. It's election time, so be sure and cast your vote. And there's a lot of going on the politics this year, and a lot of ninny ninny boo boo back and forth and hurtful things said. But if you'll keep the intention or prayer that the highest good for our country rises to the top, just have an intention that the officials that we elect will lower our taxes, will lower our debt, will cover what we need, find ways to provide what we need. Instead of taking it from one person and giving it to another. God gave us all abilities. We could all be millionaires if we wanted to. Some of us wouldn't want the burden and the pressure of doing that. Some people like it. The two candidates seem to like it. I wouldn't want that lifestyle. I like time to smell the roses and be with family and something gentler. But we all have the ability to make money and take care of ourselves to the degree that we believe we are provided with everything we need here. We don't need to take from someone else to have it. There are ways we can earn it. I've seen people in wheelchairs and paralyzed that can still use their facilities and find ways, creative ways to do their talents and skill and make money. So do go vote, but keep the highest good of the country in mind, and let that be your intention when you vote, that a candidate will get us out of debt and we can start being a great America again. We are great and want to remain great, but financially and in some areas we could be greater. And protection for us. So I leave you with that reminder to go vote. I voted absentee, so I've already done that. And wish you a wonderful weekend ahead and a beautiful life. And we'll see you next month. Next month is November, and I'm actually only going to have two clay seminars, the wellness seminar. I have a Thanksgiving dinner on the 10th, so we're going to skip it next month and just do the two clay seminars, and I'll be back with you with a wellness seminar in December. And again, we'll probably bring Paul and Phil in time or two to help with the teleseminar. I have them in training. I want someone to go be able to keep this legacy of information going after I'm gone. Well, I've talked too long, and you've heard more than you probably want to hear. So this is Perry A. signing out and wishing you the best day ever. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.